Brian and Jarrett. Brian and Jarrett.
Welcome to Brian and Jarrett Talking. I'm Brian.
I'm Jarrett.
And got another episode coming to you.
Yeah, whether you like it or not.
Yeah, so turn it off if you don't, because we don't want to be responsible.
Let it keep playing if it's on Podomatic, so then we get the hit.
Yeah, let us have the hit. Download it.
Yeah, twice.
Find a friend's iPhone or Android or whatever and download it too. Yeah, just don't have to listen to it. Just give us the hits. That's what we want. I want them sweet hits.
There are people. I've seen people who've got, you know, on Twitter, they'll have their own little podcast and they'll just try and fucking shove it down everyone's throat. And you're like, just do it.
Do we not do that?
I mean, I'll post a link. No, I mean, we're not actually saying go and get as many downloads as possible.
Right.
I remember when we started, we said if our Facebook page gets 40 likes.
Yeah.
You know, and we actually said it'll be a success if we do it every week.
Yeah.
So for the past 6 months, it's been a failure.
Yeah.
But I mean, yeah, listen if you want. If you don't, fuck off.
Yeah. But it is like, I remember when we were in, we got like featured on an iTunes thing.
Oh, yeah.
At some stage. And I was like, oh, fuck, well, give us the hits.
Yeah.
Give us the hits then.
Get those
I didn't care
up.
About it until now, but I want to compete with whoever does Dave Hughes and whatever on Nova. They're Hamish and Andy.
That's like trying to compete with Tina Yothers in an eating contest.
Who's Tina Yothers?
She was the girl from Family Ties, the blonde one, the big
Tina
one.
Wasn't that Sally Struthers?
No, Sally Struthers is a different person who was also big.
Who was also blonde and fat.
Yes.
Wow, that's...
Sorry,
They need to have a sitcom together where they play themselves called Yothers and Struthers, and it's just constant jokes about them eating a lot.
I just had that one in my pocket since today. I woke up thinking of the name Tina Yothers, and I'm like, that was the fat girl from Family Ties, wasn't it?
What, it was in your head when you woke up?
Yeah, and then I looked her up, and I'm like,
oh, it's a new morning,
oh,
it's sunny. Yothers.
And then I just thought, I hope I get a chance sometime soon to make a Tina Yothers fat joke.
Yeah.
And then that one just fell into my lap.
Seamless.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, no, I do remember her, and I knew the fact that she did
get a bit
large. Pack on a lot of weight.
Mm.
Yeah.
She's slimmed down now. I read her Wikipedia.
Yeah. She was on, did you say Family Ties?
Family Ties, yeah. With Michael J. Fox.
Yes, that's right.
May he rest in peace.
He, for anyone who is rushing to the search engine to find if Michael J. Fox is indeed dead, he's not. This is an ongoing joke that Jared and various other people have.
My brother mostly.
Yeah. Where, will you explain it?
Whenever a celebrity dies, someone will say, oh my God, you know, Doc Neeson died. And my brother will always just comment saying, oh, and funnily enough, the same day as Michael J. Fox. Just because he seems to think, and I agree, people will believe that Michael J. Fox has just died because of his Parkinson's.
Or again, it's just the kind of person you don't hear enough. You don't hear from as much in the news or whatever that if it was, you'd be like, oh yeah, well, I haven't heard from Michael J. Fox in ages. Like, what's his?
He's someone you never hear of, but that everyone knows of. Like a Tina Yothers comment there would do nothing. Everyone say, who the fuck is that?
Hey, Tina Yothers could be dead.
Well, I read a Wikipedia page today, so unless it's happened in the past few hours.
That page has only... You were the only person to visit that page today.
I should have edited it.
In the world. You could go away with
it. I could edit it now and kill her.
So like, whatever you put in a Wikipedia page happens in real life.
Yeah, I mean, kill her Wikipedia.
Well, for how long was it that you changed the guy from Smash Mouth's page? That lasted for ages, right?
Yeah, you and I changed his name from Steve Howell to Steve Smash Mouth Howell.
Yeah, in inverted commas.
And then they ended up taking down his personal page anyway.
Oh, so it wasn't the fact that they refuted that, because I remember that was up there for a long time, because normally if you edit a page within however long, like within sometimes minutes, it can get changed back.
I did change, what's her name, Nikki Webster. I changed her Wikipedia to say former Australian singer.
She's not Australian anymore?
Or she's a former singer. She's an Australian former or active model, former singer. I did something like, I made it out that she was clearly a former singer.
Yep.
And justifiably, I think, because she hasn't released anything in forever.
Yep.
And that was up there for a while. It still could be at the moment.
Well, yeah, with the Smash Mouth. So it's not so much the fact that that Wikipedia were refuting that his name, that he had the nickname of Smash Mouth. It's that his page was no longer deemed important enough to be on Wikipedia.
Yeah, they go, you're a nothing.
Yep.
They go, thanks for bringing this to our attention. This Smash Mouth guy is a nobody.
Yep.
Here we go. Oh, yeah, there we go. Nikki Webster is a former Australian pop singer and actress.
Hey, there you go.
And it's factual. That's true.
Not even she could deny that.
No.
Yeah.
She just had a baby.
Good on her. Good for her.
Speaking of singers, speaking of songs, I recently was watching a clip on YouTube of Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. Or Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, I should say. The I've Got a Golden Ticket.
The original one from the...
Yeah.
Was it 70s or something?
Oh, I think 80s. 60s? 70s, 80s. 70s. And not 60s.
I almost want to say 60s.
Nah. I'll look it up.
I'll look it up right now. Okay. You go on.
You look it up then.
Okay, I'm...
You edit the Wikipedia
early
page.
Early 70s. Hang on, I'll look it up on Wikipedia and then you have a look in a sec.
What? I've Got a Golden Ticket. Now, my first problem with that song is that Grandpa Joe has claimed the golden ticket for himself when he's been in bed.
Is he the first one to sing it?
He's the only one that sings it. Charlie comes home with a golden ticket and Grandpa Joe starts singing I've Got a Golden Ticket.
Okay, to put it to bed, it was released in 1971.
Oh, well done. Well done.
From a 1964 novel.
Yeah. And they only actually made that movie to sell chocolate bars. It was financed by a chocolate bar company.
Is that true?
Yeah. It should say that. It was backed by the Oats Foundation.
Oh, wow. Oats.
And the chocolate bars were fucking shit. They melted on the shelves.
Wopler Productions, distributed by Paramount and Warner Brothers. Yeah. I don't know. I'll take your word for it, though.
Yeah. Well, don't brush me under... don't brush me aside so easily.
Sorry. So you were saying...
No. First of all, Grandpa Joe...
Yep.
He's been in bed for 20 years, and he barks at his daughter. The reason he's in bed is, maybe it's the floor wasn't so cold, like as though it's her fault.
Mm-hmm.
Then he claims ownership of the golden ticket. And do you remember in the movie what Charlie's mum does for a job?
No.
She works,
I don't know this movie very well.
She works at like a laundry, and she spends all day like stirring clothes around in a big copper pot.
Okay.
When Grandpa Joe is singing, I've Got a Golden Ticket, keep in mind, he's been in bed for 20 years. He's got mama there taking care of everyone.
Yeah.
He goes over to a clothes hamper and starts throwing fucking clothes over the roof. Like, it's no one's business.
Yeah.
Like, she's worked all fucking day, and she's the only one who cares about Charlie.
Yeah.
And Grandpa Joe's claimed his ticket, throwing clothes around with disregard for mother.
Yeah.
And she sings the song Cheer Up Charlie. That's her big song, Cheer Up Charlie. She cares about him. Grandpa Joe cares about his fucking self. He convinces Charlie to drink the fizzy lifting drink.
Yep.
And then he tries to tell Charlie to give the gobstopper to Slugsworth. Grandpa Joe is one of the biggest cunts in
modern
film
literature.
History.
Yeah, in modern film history.
And he's got a bedpan as well. Who do you think is cleaning that out?
Yeah, he's probably flinging that about the room too. Yeah, I don't think I've seen that movie in full.
Really?
Not from start to finish. I've probably seen, like, enough of it. I saw the redo with Johnny Depp.
Oh, fuck that.
And I actually saw it on the West End in London last year. Which, funnily enough, it is a musical, but they mustn't have had the rights to, like, the studio or whoever produced it has the rights to the songs, because it originally was a book, so those songs aren't in it. So, like, I've Got a Golden Ticket, I don't think was in there. I think the only song in it was at the very end, where it's the Willy Wonka song, the famous song he sings, about imagination or...
Oh, Pure Imagination.
Yeah, Pure Imagination. That was the only one.
No Oompa Loompa songs?
No.
Were there Oompa Loompas?
There were.
Were they played
they
by
all
midgets?
Sung their own songs.
Or were they just little children or something?
Ooh, I don't know.
You don't remember?
Bad memory. I was Last massively year. Jet-lagged. Okay. Massively. It was a really good production. It was Sam Mendes... directed it, and he did American Beauty and Road to Perdition, the latest Bond film. So it was a pretty awesome sort of production, but I was so fucking tired.
You think you'd remember seeing some midgets, though, wouldn't you?
Yeah, they were. We've had this
discussion.
Yeah, we're not getting back on midgets.
Little people.
We're not getting back on midgets. On little people.
Yeah.
Yep.
You watch the movie again and you'll agree with me. It's not a bad movie. I watch it when I was little.
And yet they send him to go into the factory
Charlie with
him.
His grandpa. He's like, you've been in bed for... And grandpa smokes his tobacco every week, which Charlie's paying for.
Yeah.
Charlie spends all day doing his paper route. He buys the family a loaf of bread and they think it's a banquet for dinner.
Mm-hmm. Tell me this. This I don't remember from the movie, but when he finds the golden ticket, does someone like give it to him? Someone's like, hey, what about this wrapper here?
No.
He just finds it on the street.
He finds like a coin in the gutter and he picks it up and goes and buys a chocolate.
Oh, okay. That's right. I do remember that.
Yeah. And someone goes, Charlie, run home. Don't stop till you get there.
Yeah. And that's right. The other song they don't do the Candyman can.
Oh.
Or whatever.
What's the point?
And, but in the musical, he, I think it's the same thing with a coin, but this sort of like homeless dude gives him a coin. And in the end, you find out that homeless dude was Willy Wonka.
Okay.
He sort of, they go back to wherever the slums they are and, you know, Willy Wonka sort of appears and takes off all the garb.
That's interesting.
His hobo garb.
Well, that's actually not uncharacteristic for Willy Wonka because he's eccentric and I mean, he's going to give his whole chocolate.
And a psychopath.
He's going to give his, And you notice as well, every time one of the children, you know, get wiped out, say they get wiped out in this scene, in the next scene where they've all got to sit in the car, there's only enough seats for the people that are still left.
Yep.
So it's like he knew.
He knew what he planned.
But then he gives his whole chocolate empire to this poor kid who's never had any business experience.
Yeah, that's going into the ground with his fucking crazy grandpa as well.
Yeah, his greedy grandpa.
But wouldn't you think, like, by the time there's like one or two kids down in the factory, wouldn't you be like, if you were the caretaker of one of the kids, be like, do not touch a fucking thing?
You'd think, hold on a minute, a kid just got sucked up a fucking chocolate tube.
Yep.
Let's reassess the situation. Let's put the tour on hold.
Yep.
Let's call the ambulance. Let's call the police.
It was back in the day when you could do that. There wasn't
kind of these OH&S.
Exactly.
Rubbish getting in our way.
Yeah. Imagine being the PR guy after that tour. There's all the media waiting out the front of the factory for when they all enter. They all exit. It's just like Willy Wonka walks out with the old dude and the little kid.
Yeah.
He's like, hey, I've given it to them. They're like, what about the other, four kids?
And their families are there weeping.
What? Do they die?
Well.
Okay, can we run through them again?
Okay, the first is Augustus Klump.
He falls in the river, chocolate river.
And then
river.
He gets sucked up the tube and goes to the boiler. So I don't think he's going to be turned out
too well. Do we think he's dead?
I think so. Yes, of course. He's getting sucked up.
He drowns in chocolate.
He doesn't drown. He gets sucked up the tube.
But, like, he would probably not be in a very good state if he's getting sucked up a chocolate.
Screaming, help, help.
Okay, so dead.
Dead.
Dead. Next one.
I don't know who actually happened
next. Is she the one who like, inflates like a balloon?
No, that's Violet.
Okay, so who's next?
I think Violet might be next, but she does inflate and they just roll it.
Does she have bubble gum or something? What happens
there? Yeah, she has bubble gum. And she inflates and they just roll it to a juice squeezer. So I don't know if she's actually.
So she's probably alive but horribly disfigured.
Yeah.
Mike
TV gets turned into a tiny little fellow, like 6 inches tall.
That's right.
There's no way to get him back. I think they said they sent him to the taffy stretcher. They're just going to tear him apart.
What do you mean? Oh, okay. Again, these are all like, they would be disfigured for the rest of their life.
Yes.
And then Veruca Salt is the gobstopper?
No, she's the golden egg. She goes down the chute.
Oh, okay.
To the furnace.
I don't remember that one. Oh, she wants the golden goose.
Yeah.
So she goes down to the furnace, dead. So there's
And her dad. Her dad goes after her.
So two a very good chance of being dead and two horribly disfigured.
Yeah.
And then the other one ends up with the entire empire.
Mm. That could be a good reality show.
Yeah.
That's something that like Richard Branson would run.
If there was like an eccentric... if Donald Trump owned like Cadbury or something and took it over or something, that's something he would probably do.
Yeah, Clive Palmer would do it. Clive Palmer probably doesn't own Cadbury because he hasn't thought about it yet.
Although,
based on
his personal sales alone, he would probably have enough money to own a giant stake in them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He literally owns Cadbury because he's bought every bar.
Is like, there's with the issue of Clive Palmer, like part of me... is like, he's a disgusting, despicable asshole of a man. But the other half is like
Uncle Clive.
Like, I want to see more of him. Like, give him
exactly.
Give him, put more cameras on him. Give him his own reality show. Give him the means to do something insane.
Well, before the election,
is he still doing Titanic?
Yeah, Titanic 2 is still going ahead. The Blue Star Line Corporation.
Is there an end date in mind for that?
I think it was supposed to be this year, but it might be next year.
Okay.
Because
that's how, like, that doesn't seem like that's going to happen.
It's insane.
Like, is it, okay, it's obviously a PR stunt. Yeah. Or is he actually doing it?
I think he's actually doing it. I think it's actually happening at the moment.
Jesus Christ.
But before the election, before he even got elected, when he accused Rupert Murdoch's wife of being a Chinese spy on the morning shows, I thought, this guy has to get into Parliament.
Yeah.
Because I just want to hear what he says. He'll have parliamentary privilege. He can just say this. He can say whatever he wants.
Yep.
And it's kind of funny that he's kind of looked at as the one for the regular Australian.
Yeah, the guy who's telling it how it is.
I'm not Liberal. I'm not Labor.
Yeah.
He turns up to Parliament every day in a different sports car to show how farcical the
It's the same. It's like the independent or the minor party or whatever. They never have to live up to their promises or what they're kind of trying to push the government that's in power to do, because they're never going to be in power. So they just have this ability to constantly say the most outlandish and kind of crazy things and just never have to back it up.
And he says as well, he's like, oh, couldn't the other politicians drive themselves to work?
Mm.
Maybe if they were billionaires like you.
Yeah.
Like we...
But yeah, I would be all for, look, don't give him power. Don't give him legitimate power.
Just give him a voice.
Give him a voice. I guess what he's doing now is kind of all right. And is he still doing Jurassic Park?
I think so.
Or was that something different? He did a golf course with.
I think he does have a current Tyrannosaurus that has dinosaurs in it. Not real ones, obviously, but yeah.
Yeah. Give him, wait till the technology's there.
Yeah. He'll wait till the new movie's coming out. He can do a tie-in.
Yep.
Jurassic World. I think it is.
It is, yeah.
Yeah.
With, what's his name from Parks and Recreation? Is like the hero of it.
Aziz Ansari?
Oh, man, I wouldn't watch that. Funny? It's just him whining at a T-Rex for, like, ruining his suit. No, the, Chris Pratt.
Oh, yeah.
Who's, like, sort of the leading man now because he's in the next Marvel film, too. He's, like, the main kind of hero guy, which is cool because I like him.
Yeah, he's not bad.
Yeah, Jurassic Park. I don't know how we got here, but
we went from Willy Wonka to Australian politics to Jurassic Park.
Of course, that old segue.
Yeah.
Yep. How was your Christmas, by the way?
Yeah, it was good.
I don't think we talked about that.
No, I think because our last thing was our Christmas episode, our pre-Christmas episode. It was good. Just had family around.
I'm only asking because people want to know. Yeah, this isn't some sort of segue for me to talk about another topic.
Okay, so I'll make it short then.
No, I want to hear about it.
You know, family came around for... we all had family lunch and drinks, and I went to a friend's place for more drinks and food. And then, because, you know, some of my friends who don't have family living here, they had a bit of an orphan's Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
And then one of them ended up putting on some porn on Netflix.
Hold up.
Just because. Yeah?
Yeah, I've got a couple of questions.
Yeah.
First of all, I didn't know Netflix had porn.
Or it might not have been on... Sorry, it wasn't on Netflix. It was still on Apple TV.
Okay.
It was a show called, I think, Penthouse Foursome. Where they invite, like, four... I want to say D-list, but that's doing them too much of...
I've heard about this.
Like Z-list celebrities. Four of them come around and just all have sex with each other and play sex games.
Okay.
That was my Christmas
What kind of celebs are in it?
People from, like, Real World or Rogue Rules.
Man.
Like, nobodies. Nobodies of nobodies.
But that's, like... That's...
They're not even big enough where them turning to porn is a thing. They're just, like... Like, if Lindsay Lohan turns to porn, you go, okay, she's turned to porn. These people, it's like, okay, that's what you're doing today.
Yeah, that's the bottom.
Mm.
That's the bottom.
It's the bottom of the barrel because you didn't fall very far.
Yeah.
Like, it's not a fall from grace.
No.
So you've just bent down and touched the bottom of the barrel.
Do you remember, hang on, maybe you can talk about it. Can I look, what's it called? I want to look up who's been on this, by the way.
I believe it's called Foursome.
Just Penthouse Foursome.
Penthouse Foursome or Foursome.
Okay, so tell me, keep talking about the watching porn at Christmas.
Well, it, well, not only that, that was a thing, and then I end up going home at the end of the night, and then I'm at these friends' house again on New Year's Eve, and we're having some drinks, having some pizza, and someone decides to start putting on the TV. Another porn comes on. This one was called Gingers, and it was a bunch of redheads.
Is this, okay, is this just in the background? Is this like
no,
like dinner music that's just there behind you, or everyone's kind of like sitting around?
It was kind of a bit of a spectacle, like, oh, we'll watch this. This is, you know, funny. But this Gingers documentary, it's a bunch of redheaded dudes.
You said documentary.
Yeah.
Is it just a porno?
No, it is a documentary. Okay. It's a hybrid. It's a bunch of redheaded dudes talking about masturbation and talking about their penises, but then you actually see them jerk off.
Okay.
And it's cutting in between them, etc.
Yep.
You know, quality filmmaking.
Okay, I'm trying to look up here the foursome. You'd think this would be easier to look up.
You think you'd be able to find porn in this day and age on the internet?
I think because there's so much of it, it's hard to work out which one's real or not.
I think it has a Wikipedia page.
I'm trying looking that up.
And I haven't been back to these friends' house since. I've been there on New Year's and Christmas and seen porn. I don't know if
this could just be like that any day. Like, that's the standard thing.
Queen's birthday is coming up.
Yep.
I could go over again and see what they've got going.
So we've managed to track down, took a brief break there to actually find the Wikipedia page on foursome. For any of you who are interested, it's Playboy, not Penthouse.
Quality.
And according to the Wikipedia page, the notable singles from past seasons include a guy from Survivor, from someone from Big Brother 11, a series of people from Big Brother 11.
It's worth noting.
Real World... I actually know who that guy was. He was on The Real World Australia because I watched that.
I was going to say, it's worth noting that when listing the celebrities or Z-list celebrities, you're just listing the shows they were from.
Yeah.
So he's just a guy from Survivor.
Yeah, well, the thing is, if I told you their name, you wouldn't know who they are.
Yeah, exactly.
Although a couple of them actually have Wikipedia pages. Not that that means anything because... Yeah, wow. Okay. So that's... Is it... Do they have sex?
Yeah.
That sounds crazy.
Well, it is. It airs on Playboy TV.
These people came from reality shows, so they don't actually have to have an expertise or anything like that. But again, it's kind of just like a regular person just doing porn, but people know who they are. Yeah. I guess some people know who they are.
Well, there is going to be a series coming up that a bunch of porn stars are involved in called The Sex Factor, where they're taking 8 regular guys and 8 regular girls, and the winners end up in a porno with some famous porn star.
Oh, man. This... Mm. I really want to watch this, actually.
Yeah.
Just because I don't know what... Like, how do you... Okay, how do you make a show out of that? Is it on, like, Playboy Channel or whatever?
You do challenges. Oh, you mean what? Like, the format of the show, or...?
Yeah, I mean, like, what's it on?
I think it might be a web series. I don't know.
Who is going to be like, here, suck this guy off. We want to see how you can do that.
Well, in one of the preview clips, one of the porn dudes says to a dude, he just goes, now put your pants down and get hard.
Okay.
Like, that's his challenge. He's like, get hard now.
Do you say prize money, or is it you just get to be in a porno?
There might be prize money, but you get to be in a porno, you get notoriety. So hopefully more pornos would follow.
Presumably these are people who want to be in the porn industry.
Yeah, they're not just getting people on the street and going, hey, come here, we've got
Because when you said they were normal...
You want to be on TV, son?
Yeah. You said they were like normal people.
Oh, yeah, they're non-porn star people.
Okay.
They're people who can't even break into porn.
Yeah.
In this day and age.
Yeah, because all you really need to do is just change your camera setting to pick from picture to video these days.
Yeah, and you're in porn.
You can do it. I actually...
Have you ever sexted?
No.
Not at all?
You mean like text, like, hey, this is happening.
What's your...
No. Like, okay. Is it as in like it's an ongoing conversation?
Would you... Okay, when we're talking about all you need is a video camera or camera to be in porn.
Yeah.
if that is the definition, would you say you have at any point been in porn?
No.
Okay.
Definitely not. Like, that's basically... Okay, well, first of all, I don't want to see myself.
Yep. Oh, it's not for you, mate.
Who's it for?
The person you're sending it to?
They don't want to see that either.
Well, fair enough.
I mean, do they?
I don't know.
It's the same thing. Do they want to see themselves in it? Like, the thing is... Okay.
I was talking more you sending pictures of yourself to...
No.
Okay.
No. Oh, I thought you were talking about, like, have I ever filmed us, like...
Not us.
Yeah. Should yeah, me and you.
You never filmed us doing it, I hope.
Vodcast.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, no, I haven't.
Brian Jarrod. Fucking...
Because the thing is, like...
I think we've had this discussion before.
I think we have, because I remember you talked about sexting.
Yeah.
But...
It's on the mind.
Yeah, I don't, You know, like, I've been in the same relationship for a long time. Yeah. I think, like, if the option ever comes up where, like, I'm like, oh, geez, I want to remember that, you know, what that chick looked like that I, you know, hooked up with once or something like that.
Mm.
It's like, I live with Kayla, so,
yeah.
You know, just have to walk in while she's in the shower and it's...
You can see everything.
I can see everything, exactly. We got to this topic talking about Christmas.
So that's the segue.
That's the segue.
I told you I'd make it short if you just wanted to segue to something.
No, it was good. Now I know that there's a reality show that I need to keep my eyes peeled for. So I had Christmas at my Christmas Eve at my parents' place. Same thing every year. Christmas Day with Kayla's family. Christmas Eve with my family. My uncle on my mother's side always comes around.
Mm-hmm.
Who we don't actually see that often. We see them, I would say, definitely once a year at Christmas, maybe one other time in the year.
Yeah.
So I don't see him that often.
Is he quirky?
My uncle?
Yeah.
I wouldn't know.
Is there a reason he doesn't come around?
No, it's just like, it's kind of like I live out at home. My mum sort of I talk about seeing like my cousins in general, that sort of thing. As a whole family, it's hard to get all of us together in the one place.
Yeah.
Christmas is generally only that time. This is my disclaimer. I'm trying to put it out there. Have you ever mistook someone who isn't a family member as a family member?
As in, like, thinking that a cousin was a...
All right, I'll lay out the scenario. So, I'm out the backyard. I hear my uncle walk in, hear my cousins walk in. They come out the back. We all say hi. Everything's as it normally is. I walk in the kitchen. I see my auntie's in there.
Mm-hmm.
I notice she's dyed her hair.
Okay.
And go to greet her. Her name's Diane.
Mm-hmm.
I give her a hug and kiss and say, hi, Diane, how are you doing? And almost immediately realize that it's not actually my auntie. It's her sister, who I had no idea was coming.
Okay.
And it was unbelievably awkward. It's one of the most, like, it doesn't sound...
And just
sound...
to clarify, it's your auntie Diane because she's married to your actual blood relative.
Yes.
Yes.
So, like, I don't want to, like, kind of overplay it, but I was so embarrassed. It was absolutely mortifying because I knew it as I said it.
Yeah.
And I was still in contact, and there was this awkward kind of moment where it was like, maybe she didn't hear it. Should I bring something up? Should something happen? Whatever. And it didn't, and it just separated.
Happened? What did she say?
She said, Merry Christmas.
Okay.
And
ooh.
We moved on, and then... I stood in the kitchen away from her for a long time trying to avoid...
Did you see Diane after that and do the same thing?
Well, the thing is, she wasn't here yet.
Oh.
And the thing is, she does look... So that's her sister, Kerry.
Fair enough.
And she turned up with the rest of the family. So they look alike. She has brown hair instead of blonde.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't that just be my auntie with dyed hair?
Yeah. That's understandable. No, I've never had anything similar at all. Partially because I've got a huge family. Like, my mum's one of, like, 7 or something. My dad's one of 8.
Hmm.
And I've got, you know, 50-plus first cousins. And when I was little, I was always very shy. So I didn't want to talk to people anyway. So I didn't know who's who. And the only similar thing is that I had an uncle who was actually my mum's uncle. But she'd always refer to him as uncle. Let's call him Uncle Jeffrey. He'd always be Uncle Jeffrey, Uncle Jeffrey. And we always called our aunties and uncles by, you know, auntie name, yeah. Uncle name. And then I got a bit older and I thought, hold on, he's not anyone's, like, Uncle Jeffrey isn't anyone's brother or sister. Like, he's not mum or dad's brother or sister. Like, who the fuck is this guy? And it turned out to be my mum's uncle.
Okay.
But that's about it. I was just confused about the relationship.
Yeah. So it's not like someone you've seen regularly throughout your entire life.
No.
Who you should definitely know and never, ever make this mistake.
Yeah, no, not at all.
Yeah, it was horrifying. And I know in these situations what you're supposed to do is immediately rectify and be like, oh, isn't that funny? But I was just so fucking embarrassed that I mistook my auntie, who I've known for my entire life and have seen, again, at least once every year, but definitely more than that when I was younger. We used to see, you know.
I did have two instances in the one night of mistaken identity, which it totally didn't need to happen. I was sitting with a group of friends drinking at a bar, and there was one spare seat, and there was another group of friends inside, and we were outside, and someone turned up and said, oh, who's sitting there? And I said, oh, that's reserved for, let's say, Adam, because I thought I was looking at Adam. I said, oh, no, that's reserved for Adam, and laughed, but the person I was talking to was not Adam.
Right.
And they went, oh. And I'm like, yeah, so-and-so's inside. And then they went inside and saw the others.
Yeah. I think that's okay if you don't know.
But then I went inside and I saw them. I'm like, holy shit, you're,
yeah. You
know, not Adam. You're the other person. I would have looked like an asshole.
Yeah.
But also when standing up to leave the initial table, I said goodbye to someone. I'm like, oh, you know, nice to meet you. And the dude's like, it's me. We've seen each other several times already. And as soon as he said that, I knew exactly who it was. But up to that point, he was a stranger to me. And I'm like, holy shit. I think I recovered well, but.
Yeah. Similar story. One of my friends was out to dinner with some other of my friends. So, you know, Aiden?
Yep.
He was dating a girl, not B.
Yeah, no.
Who we've mentioned on the show quite a few times. And they went out to dinner with some other friends. I wasn't actually there. But my friend Alex went to the bathroom at some point. Alex, female, and didn't have toilet paper in the stall. Oh. So asked, as you do, the person in the next stall over you to hand you some toilet paper. Everything went as everyone was courteous. Toilet paper was exchanged. Anyway, they're washing hands at the sink. And a girl walks up next to Alex and sort of gives her a knowing nod and a, hey, how's it going? And Alex is confused and is like, who the fuck is this person? And looks at her shoes and recognizes there was a girl in the stall next to her. And was like, oh, toilet paper girl.
Yeah.
How's it? Yeah, it's great. It's great. And anyway, they both wash their hands and start to walk back to their tables. And toilet paper girl turns out to be Aiden's girlfriend, who has been at the same table as Alex the entire night.
Mm.
And like, they've had dinner by this point. Like they've been introduced and have been sitting at the same table. That's pretty fucking bad. Yeah,
That's me though. I need to meet someone a dozen times before I.
But you would know. I mean, this is coming from the guy who didn't know who his auntie was. But you would know if you were sitting at a table. You don't have to know their name. You don't have to. Mm. But you have to know that that is a person who you have been. Who has been at the same table as you.
It would be weird though, like if I was in the bathroom.
I don't think this was a big group. I think there was under 10 people at this dinner.
Yeah, that would be. Yeah, I would probably be a bit more aware than that though.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'd hope.
So basically, I was back at Christmas again. I was just dreading for when my auntie did turn up.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh God, this is like...
Have you spoken about this to anyone in the family?
I immediately went into the kitchen where, like, I think my dad and my brother were at the time. And I was like, oh, I just made an idiot out of myself. I was really embarrassed. But it turned out to be all right in the end because when presents were being given out, my present had on it to Brian and Carla.
Okay.
So this is like Kayla's maybe 8th or 9th Christmas with us by this point. So
nice.
That's not too bad.
Yeah. I thought it'd be good if she hands you your present and it's to Michael. like your brother.
So it turned out all right in the end. Everyone was just embarrassed all around.
Well, that's what family lunches and dinners are supposed to be about.
But I wonder if Carrie, my auntie's sister, was also just like, I'm not going to mention this to anyone either because it's embarrassing.
Yeah,
I mean, okay, it's one thing for someone to walk up to you and be like, hey, and give you a different name, but give you the name of someone they know so much better is weirder.
Yeah, that's true.
So that's like if...
It would be like if your cousin came up to me and said, hey, Brian.
Yeah, a little bit.
I don't know. Oh, I can't imagine that situation.
So I just hope it wasn't talked about. Or if like they hopped in the car and you're like, that nephew of yours is a fucking idiot.
Yeah. They could have thought maybe you were taking the piss.
Yeah. So next Christmas, I should just look her in the eyes, like hold her by the shoulders as I say hi to her and go, hi, Kerry.
Yeah. Or no, just continue it every Christmas.
Yep.
Or get a different family member to...
Yeah. Really mess with her.
Or you'd be screwed if they both dye their hair, like to be each other's. Yeah. And you're like, I don't know what the fuck's going on.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I wasn't even drunk. That's the worst part. It would have been less painful if I was.
Then you probably would have made fun of it quicker and be like, whoop. I fucked up.
Probably. I mean, I think I would have made fun of it quicker if I was more comfortable, if I knew her. Like, I don't really know her.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I didn't know she was coming. You know, so it's probably more awkward for her.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. Oh, well, that's a lesson learnt. Doing it the hard way, I guess. Learning who my auntie is. So it's that time of year again. I think you know what we're talking about, Jared, being the rugby league fan that you are.
Oh, don't go there. I'm watching State of Origin, excuse me. I watched game one. I had to tell my dad to turn off fucking Pharrell Williams music because the football was starting. So don't go with this non-sport Jared rubbish.
Traditionally, though, I don't think I've ever...
Game of Origin, I'll watch.
Is that the only sport you'll watch?
I'll watch the grand final of like NRL or AFL.
Okay.
Other sports I don't mind watching include curling during the Winter Olympics.
Yeah.
Tennis during like the Australian Open.
Okay.
And of course, the sport of professional wrestling, every WrestleMania. So.
Right. So the big events.
The big ones. The money makers.
WrestleMania, Origin, curling.
Curling. Olympic curling. None of this.
Are you on board? Okay. So for anyone who isn't from, I guess, Australia or specifically the East Coast of Australia, State of Origin is a three-series game that takes place against Queensland and New South Wales. Traditionally, very, very brutal physical game of rugby league, and is sort of the centerpiece of the game as a whole. And it's fantastic. It's the best you'll see all year. And it's coming around the corner. I think by the time this is put up, maybe game two will be finished, perhaps. But what makes you go to Origin when you're generally not interested in NRL or sports?
Because then I've kind of got someone to root for.
Okay.
I'll watch and I'll think, well, I want New South Wales to win because I'm from New South Wales.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter. But I mean, if I can't turn on, you know, NRL every week and be like, well, who the fuck am I going to go for?
Yeah.
When I was a kid, I used to look at the logos. And I used to like the Rabbitohs logo, the Knights, and... Oh, there was someone else. But they were two of my favourites.
Okay.
Just from the logos and the colours.
Yep, yep.
And now my dad is a big Rabbitoh supporter.
So is it with Origin, is it simply that you're like, is it the spectacle? Is it's the fact that it's a big media build-up and there's a lot of people talking about it?
It's because I can be invested in it. Okay. Like I have... Because you're from
New South Wales, so therefore you have an inherent team. Like you've got to see this
team. Like, and as well, they are... From what I've gathered, generally good games.
Mm-hmm.
So it is still exciting.
Yeah.
But it's more exciting when you've got a team to go for, like, naturally and not just, oh, well, I'll just fucking pick.
Yeah.
You know.
Did you ever play sports when you were younger?
I played T-ball at a point. I think that's about it.
How old were you when you did that? Oh,
six.
So T-ball is essentially baseball, but you're hitting it off a standing post.
Yeah.
Is that just the easiest game in the world?
I guess. I mean, I was a kid. There's a sport I heard about called, only just yesterday, called, overarm softball, or like slow play softball or something, where they serve the ball, like in a, it's essentially T-ball, but the ball's thrown to you. They serve the ball to you slowly, so it definitely is going to land on this spot. It's just kind of like a social thing for old people, not old people, but you go out and you play your little, you know, game where you get to be physical. And
do you think, just going back on the differences between a lot of these games, do you think there's anyone who is like really good at baseball and softball and is like, I just prefer softball? Like, is basically anyone who plays softball, because the only difference is basically in the bowling, if I'm correct, or the pitching.
I think there's probably scoring differences and whatnot. But they say with baseball, because I went recently in the past few months to a
sporting match.
To see a baseball game between the Arizona Diamondbacks and Team Australia at the Sydney Cricket Ground.
Oh, yep, yep.
That's World Series quality baseball.
Yep.
Australia won as well, which was awesome. See, that was another thing. It was good to be part of it because... Mm-hmm. I had a stake in the game.
Yeah.
We had good tickets too. And I think they say, like with baseball, that one of the hardest things to do is just hitting the fucking ball, like in sport.
Let's point it out. The main differences probably would be the speed in which the ball is pitched. You'd think you would get more speed pitching overarm than underarm.
Yeah.
It just seems like it's a game created for people who are probably not quite good enough to play baseball.
I think
baseball
is traditionally...
Because it's all the same skill set.
But softball is more for women, though, isn't it? I know there are men's teams of softball and women's teams of baseball, but it's like netball and basketball. Netball is more a women's thing. Basketball is more a men's thing. Right?
I don't know. I don't think I've ever seen it that way.
I just thought softball was
a girl's
thing.
Maybe because I'm not a sexist like you, but...
Well...
I've seen a league of their own, Jared, and those women could play.
Yeah, because they had Tom Hanks coaching him. He could coach.
Yeah, true.
He could coach Madonna to, I don't know, something she's obviously not very good at.
Yeah, catch
not
balls.
Not lip syncing. So what do you say?
Catch balls.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tom Hanks is your coach.
Yeah.
Sky's the limit.
So I don't know how we got again. Yeah. So basically, softball for a bunch of pussies who can't really handle it.
No, softball is for girls and girly men.
All right. Cool. If anyone out there, they aren't, because let's be honest, who the hell is playing softball?
As soon as we started talking about softball, everyone
actually,
turned off.
Do you think it's like a thing? Actually, I was going to say, do you think it's like for people, parents, when their kids are younger, that they don't want them to play baseball? It's kind of like a, but it's exactly the same, right?
I think baseball might be, because I remember we had softball at school, like primary school. Actually, I was part of the softball team. I was a scorer. You get the
part
little scoring
of the team?
Book. Yeah, we went on the excursion at the end.
Is that the same as how the ball boys are part of the football team?
Yeah, well, because I used to be the scorer because my homeroom, my year teacher was like the coach with another friend of ours, Ben. And we were both like, one would do it one week, one would do it the next.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of the season, we all got to go and watch like an actual baseball game at the Olympic Park.
Yeah.
And we were both allowed to go, even though it was only one of our weeks. And they're like, well, you're part of the team.
Yeah.
So we're like, oh, yeah, we are. A little scoring book.
How long did you play sport for? Like, how long did you play t-ball?
I don't even remember playing t-ball. I just remember that I did.
Yeah.
I remember we got our photo taken for the paper.
Yeah. Yeah, because I don't think I've ever spoken to you about sport before, and I'm well into quite a few sports. There's also World Cup coming up. Does that interest you at all?
I do like the World Cup also. World Cup as well. It's one of those that comes down every 4 years. You can get into it. It's over in a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Like, it's, you don't need to watch this whole fucking season of ups and downs and
hearing
people talk strategy and, oh, if they done this, like all these armchair fucking coaches.
It's just condensed.
Yeah, it's just, and I watch
like
it myself.
4 weeks or whatever, you know, it is, three weeks, done. Mm. There's a winner. And Australia is going to get their ass handed to them. You know what? This is probably released after we've had our ass handed to us as well, being in the probably the toughest group.
And one thing as well, you mentioned our friend Aiden earlier.
Mm.
He tweets a lot about football, like UK, whatever it's called, Premier League or whatever. And I don't really know what he's talking about, but I like those tweets.
Yep.
Like, I'm not exactly following, but I'm like, okay, I like hearing about the Premier League.
Yeah, but not watching it.
No, once again, who am I going to go for? Too many teams.
That's true. That's the thing as well with something like the EPL, the English Premier League, is there's so many people. Like, a lot of my friends know it really well, and I don't have an in on it. Like, it seems like if I'm going to start following a team, it's going to be arbitrary who I'm following them, which is, again, going to your point, I don't have anyone to follow. And if I do follow them, it's just like I've got to catch up so much. Like,
yeah, you need to know the rivalries and the history.
Yeah, I was raised playing and knowing some sport, so it's kind of like there's that there. I don't have to put any effort in. I just, I've experienced following these teams for X amount of time. But
I did think recently, though, I was going to make a bit of an effort and start watching a bit of A-League.
A-League's good.
But then Sydney's got two teams. There's the Sydney FC and Western Sydney Wanderers. I'm like, well, which, I like the Sydney FC jerseys. I like the colours.
Yep.
But Western Sydney Wanderers are kind of more my locality.
It's your hood, yeah.
So I don't know what to do.
Just pick a team, go with it.
Yeah. Who do you like?
I'm a Wanderers supporter.
That's the thing. I don't want to pick a team that I've got no friends.
I'm a Wanderers supporter because Western Sydney boys.
Yeah.
That being said, I don't dislike Sydney. I used to somewhat support them before Western Sydney entered the comp. But yeah, Western Sydney.
Back in the days of Dwight York.
Yeah. There you go. How'd you know that?
He played at a blackjack table next to me once.
Oh, okay.
And everyone was looking at him, and I'm like, who the fuck is that?
Yeah.
Oh, it's Dwight York. It's a soccer player. Who the fuck is that?
Yeah, exactly.
He wasn't allowed in the high rollers room because he was wearing his jersey.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh. What, did he come from a game?
No, I think
he was. Or did you just want people to know who he was?
I don't know. Or he was wearing sport. I don't know. Maybe he did. Maybe it was because he was black and they needed an excuse.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. That's what they do in sometimes after a game, if you're wearing a certain jersey, they'll be like, oh, we don't want to let thinking you'll cause problems if you're wearing an away team's jersey going into a bar, and you're like, when does a, like, it doesn't happen here. It happens in the,
no, it
probably
doesn't
the
happen
UK
here because they're sorting everyone out at the door.
Yeah.
If they let everyone in, it would happen here. I'm sure of it.
So again, this topic's probably redundant because it's over by the time we're talking about
Congratulations to the winning teams.
Well done to that team.
Mm.
You all know who we're talking about. Great game.
Mm. Great games.
Yep. And that's probably about it for this episode, do you think?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Next we'll do an Oscars special.
Yep.
Congratulations to that film. Won all those awards.
Yep. Yep. Speaking of Oscars, is what's his name? Blade Runner? Has he been
Oscar Pistorius.
Yeah, that's it. Has he been
That's quite a segue. Oscars? Blade Runner?
Yeah.
Could have been talking about the film.
But yeah, what's his name? Pistorius. Is he done yet?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Okay. We'll talk about that next week, maybe.
Yeah.
Give an update for all those people who were turning to Brian and Jared talking for their update on
South African
on the case.
Murderers.
Yeah. On a story which I didn't even really know the name of the guy.
Hmm.
About 20 seconds ago. But that is it for this week. Thanks very much for tuning in. We'll have more coming.
Yeah.
Check us out on Facebook, iTunes, leave us a review.
Tell us what you think of Dwight York.
Yep. If Dwight's out there.
Yeah, if anyone
do you
knows
remember
Dwight
being
York?
At the casino? And if you do, was it because you were black?
You were playing in the Platinum Lounge.
Yep. Cool. He remembers.
Yeah.
That's it for this week. I'm Brian.
And I'm Jared.
Brian and Jared. Brian and Jared.